This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game is a big dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Oh, you know what, Miles? The San Diego Chicken started out in a TV commercial for a radio station in San Diego.
That makes sense because we had the FM 100 duck.
Right. Yeah.
We had the duck, they had the chicken.
How do we not have the duck back?
I don't know.
I mean, people still go on about the duck. I had suggested to Castle that we just have someone dressed as a rock. You're literally the rock of Seattle. God. Right? I mean, it's just a guy wearing a rock outfit. Right.
Yeah.
Is it any worse than a duck?
It's just a giant paper mache rock that we just bring back and forth.
Just put KISW on it, and it is the rock.
If we had somebody walk around as the rock, people would love it.
Ooh, what if we hired the rock, like, for one day?
Oh, God.
And you can officially be the rock of Seattle.
I think people like the duck better.
Than a rock?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think ducks, man. People love ducks.
There's ducks everywhere. People here, look, we don't like Oregon.
Right? Correct. A lot of people hate the ducks.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Okay. It's part of the country, man. Okay. Either you love a duck or you hate a duck. We're duck-hating folk here.
Can it be a
I do declare.
Maybe we could have the FM 100 beaver.
There you go. Why a beaver? Why not?
Well, you said it earlier. What about a marmot?
There you go. What are you? I'm a marmot. Can't you tell?
Oh, yeah. I want to get a picture with you. Get a beaver.
I'm like Capybara.
Hello, Bill.
Welcome to the men's Capybara.
Room. Yep. Hey, Bill, hola. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Bill, sober or not sober?
I'm on my way home.
All right, Bill. You upset. I'll get there. All right, men's room poll, one side only. Mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, or green bean casserole?
I'm going with stuffing.
Stuffing. All right.
There we go.
Hold on. I'm responding to a texter here. I just want to know who else. All right. So what they texted in, basically, they said, gents, the traditional middle initial of all cartoons is J.
Like Bugs J. Bunny?
Maybe.
Never heard of.
So I'm just asking, like,
Mickey J. Mouse?
Who else do we know has a J? We got Homer J. Simpson. We had
Foghorn J. Leghorn.
Yeah.
Mighty J. Mouse?
Yeah, Mighty J. Mouse.
That's real, Mike.
That's real.
We learned so much. All right.
King J. Kong.
King J. Kong, yeah.
Oh, no.
God J. Zilla. All right, in the movie.
Super J. Man.
Super J.
What? God J. Zilla?
Yes, that sounds bad.
So
well, I think Godzilla's one name.
It is, yeah, but for the purposes today,
God J. Zilla.
God J. Zilla.
That's when you're mad. That's when your mom's mad at you. God J. Zilla, get your ass in here.
No. It sounds like you're making.
Okay, what, Mom?
It sounds like you're making fun of Jay-Z.
Did you stomp down the entire city of Tokyo?
Yes, Mom.
I'm sorry.
Get your ass in there.
They woke me up. You got to stop firing your badass breath on all them buildings, boy.
Charlie J. Brown.
I asked you if you brushed your teeth. I saw you on the news.
Charlie J. Brown is good.
Well, now it sounds like an attorney. Yeah.
Charles J. Brown. Call Ultra J. Man on you.
I would trust Charlie J. Brown.
Spider J. Man?
Spider J. Man.
For heroin.
Injured in an accident. Charlie J. Brown.
Charlie J. Brown.
With the advocates.
See that urn? That's Snoopy. All right. It's been a while, bro.
Snoop JP.
There's no way Snoopy's still around.
Snoop JP.
Your dog is dead, Charlie Brown. That's an upcoming Christmas special.
Oh.
Snoopy got hit by a car, Charlie Brown.
And now he's an attorney at law. Because he just couldn't take it.
Changed my life around. All right.
Right. Somehow Linus is in jail.
Yeah.
Where the hell's Woodstock?
Everybody wants to hang out with Lionel. You keep sucking that thumb, brother.
VD just sent us an article on the FM 100 duck.
Oh, no.
The duck costume weighed 75 pounds. It cost $1,500. I guess Steve West and Gary Crow might have worn it every once in a while.
75 pounds.
But it was inspired by the San Diego Chicken. There was duck groupies, apparently, in the area.
Okay, then maybe I will wear 75 pounds.
A duck?
Mm-hmm. This one actually is true. Just came out on the text. Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Yep.
Oh.
Now people are saying Big J. Bird.
Look at this guy.
Stevie J. Gonzalez.
Danny O'Brien. He was the duck. Look at this guy.
Danny O'Brien the duck.
You would not let him babysit your kids.
No.
Oh, no.
Or even look at your wife for longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah, if you want your kids to get started on drugs at an early age.
Let me see your veins, kid.
You know what I should say? I'm sure he's a nice guy.
He's probably a decent guy.
He's just shirtless and suspenders and has crazy 70s hair.
Yeah. All right, Bill, your question. In the Toy Story movie, how old was Andy Turning when he got Buzz Lightyear as a gift?
Five. Oh, man. Eight?
Six?
Seven.
Ah. Two? You don't get a two-year-old a Buzz Lightyear, Mike.
That's 11.
11.
Oh. Seemed odd. You put up devil horns for two.
Two.
Well, you play baseball. Two down.
We now have Fart J, Fat J Albert, Optimus J Prime.
Ooh.
Optimus Prime.
That sounds like a rapper.
Optimus J Prime. It does.
Yeah. I'd go see him.
All right, your question. In the movie Saving Private Ryan, who played the role of Private Ryan?
Which one?
Oh, my goodness. Is it Mark Wahlberg?
Oh, both from Boston, but it's Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Kill me.
Snaggle J Puss. I'm just reading what's coming in, man.
Snaggle
J Puss.
No.
Big J Bird. All right, your question. What is the least populated state in the lower 48?
Least Nevada?
I'll say Wyoming.
It is Wyoming.
Yep. Where VD owns property.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cowboys.
He owns property there, doesn't even live there.
No, but he wants to go someplace where nobody is when he's done.
Oh, he found the right place.
Yes, he did. He's got a service road and everything.
He has a service road.
Doesn't even have that yet.
Pretty sure that was already there.
So the service road was there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
For all the squatters getting on those properties.
All right, your question, Bill. Actress Roxy Roker. It's the mother of what musician?
I have not a clue. I honestly don't.
Miles? Roxy Roker from Good Times. Not Good Times, Jefferson's. That is the answer.
Don't date American women then. That's all.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. Oh, his mom was an actress.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was on the Jeffersons. She was the black chick married to the white dude that were neighbors of the Jeffersons. Yeah. Roxy Roker.
Nice.
Can you tell me anything else she acted in? I cannot.
I think his dad was famous too. Like a
really?
Director, producer. He was somebody in the business.
So basically, he was born rich, stayed rich.
Yeah.
And now he works out in leather pants.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your question, what is 11 squared? What is 11 squared?
22.
Ooh.
121.
Mm. All right, she was in Roots, and then she was on Murder, She Wrote, for like over a decade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Sorry, Roxy. I know you're cutting it up.
I didn't see a ton of Murder, She Wrote, but I'm going to live and say she was the black woman on the show.
Yeah. I think. Okay, who was she in Roots then? A black woman. See? That's how you change it.
You're right. That
went from V to A.
His dad was Cy Kravitz.
Cy Kravitz.
Yeah, he was a television news producer.
Ah, okay.
Scooby J. Doo.
Scooby J. Doo, yeah.
Oh, Philip J. Fry, yeah, from Futurama.
George J. Jungle. Fred J. Flintstone.
I saw Dora J. Explorer.
Pink J. Panther. All right. Like P.J. Diddy. All right. Here is your question. What is the name of Frasier's father's dog on the show Frasier?
It's not Moose.
Moose played him, didn't he?
Correct. Spud.
Oh,
Eddie. Eddie.
That's Eddie. One of the best actors on that show.
I listen to you every day, and I'm feeling like a, yeah.
No, you're not doing it. You're on question six. Not the worst. I mean, it's called Big Dummy, so even if you fail miserably, it's already been predicted.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
And listening the other 4 days a week, I don't know that's going to help you at Big Dummy. I appreciate it.
Lay the knowledge out here.
All right, your question. This is a very important question that we all learned in school. What is the name of Austin Powers' boss?
Wow.
Oh, his... I'm
so close.
His first name is an herb.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is... call me just a big dummy. I don't know.
Parsley?
Basil. Juman. Basil. Basil Exposition.
Basil. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Basil.
All right, Bill, how are you at geography?
Give me a shot. Give it a try.
All right, well, great news. Geography question. Name two of the three states that border boring-ass New Hampshire.
Oh.
Two of the three that border New Hampshire.
I want to say like Maine and Pennsylvania.
You got
Maine,
one.
Maine and Vermont.
Maine, Vermont, and Massachusetts.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
I hope nobody's listening to me that I know.
You'll find out.
They are.
Oh yeah.
No, they're waiting at the bar for you.
Hey, that's dumbass Bill.
Oh, Bill's here. Bill, we just heard you on the radio.
Thank you, guys.
We got you, dude.
Bill J. Dummy.
Oh, damn. I do declare.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, your question. What organ filters blood and helps regulate salt and water levels?
I cut out a little bit.
What organ filters blood and helps regulate salt and water levels?
Is it the kidney?
It is the kidney.
There it is.
Boom.
Very good. Elmer J. Fudd.
More of Big Dummy coming up.
Oh.
Is that
real? That's the one that brought it up.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Yeah. All right. I was just like, all right, there's a bunch.
They have Scooby J. Doo, Captain J. Crunch.
All right, how about this one? Patrick J. Starr.
Okay. See that? I would trust him as a lawyer as well.